听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. Well, it's kind of become a tradition here at Studio Classroom. At this time of year, every year, we like to talk about New Year's resolutions. Now, resolutions are decisions made with a determined will. But as we all know, making a resolution is a lot easier than keeping them. That's because keeping a resolution requires a change in our behavior, and change is not easy, right? Well, today we'll give you some tips on how you can follow through with those resolutions. Let's open our magazines now to page 12 and start today's lesson under the heading, Why Can't We Keep Them?
New Year's resolutions. Why can't we keep them? An American writer wrote, "No one likes change but babies in diapers. Making permanent changes can be difficult because it often involves changing the way we act. When doctors tell patients they will die unless they make lifestyle changes, most don't listen. In fact, researchers have found that only 1 in 7 makes the necessary changes. We cling to our habits even when they're not good for us, and we resist change even when it's our own idea. So, how can we follow through on our resolutions?
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. And welcome to Studio Classroom on this second day of 2010. We are still here talking about New Year's resolutions today. Yesterday, if you joined us, you learned a few reasons why we make New Year's resolutions. We have a desire to break habits that are not desirable, things like eating too much food and maybe spending too much money. Today, we are going to be talking about why we can't keep our New Year's resolutions very often.
And I think this is probably a reason that we all understand. Generally, people don't like change. And so our article today starts off with a quote from an American writer. He says that no one likes change but babies in diapers. So no one likes change except for babies in diapers. What are diapers, Chelsea?
Well, diapers are what babies wear. Now, as you know, babies cannot use the toilet on their own. So if they have to go to the bathroom, they have diapers on. And of course, those diapers need to be changed on a pretty regular basis in order for the baby to be comfortable and clean. So babies like change. They like to be clean. But for the most of us, we don't like change. We have a hard time getting used to it.
Right. And our article goes on to say that making permanent changes, and if something is permanent, that means that it's a change that doesn't change, or it's a change that will last forever. It will survive forever. So making permanent changes can be difficult because it often involves changing the way that we act, changing the way that we live.
And that's a very hard thing to do. Changing the way you act a lot of times has to do with changing kind of who you are. And that takes a lot of hard work. Habits are hard to break, remember. Now, this is really interesting to me, Chip. When doctors tell patients they will die unless they make lifestyle changes, most don't listen.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, actually.
Yes, if you are told that you are going to die and you need to do something in order to change that so you can live,
right.
You would think you would want to do that. Yeah. You'd want to change.
Yeah, I would think that I would. If making a change would save my life, then okay, tell me what to change and I will change it. But actually, that might not be true. In fact, researchers have found that only 1 in 7 people makes the necessary changes. Now, I assume this is a statement that we can trust because researchers have found this to be true. Who are researchers, Chelsea?
Well, researchers are people who research things. In other words, they are involved in academic or scholarly or scientific study or investigation. We often think of researchers as those people who are making discoveries and helping us learn more in the fields of science and medicine. So they do a lot of work, and usually if you see a statement that says research has shown, you can usually trust that statement. This is a very interesting statistic, though.
Wow, so 1 in 7 people who have been told by doctors that if they make a change in their lifestyle, it will save their life. Only 1 in 7 actually make the change. That's remarkable.
And that means that 6 of those people would rather put their lives in danger than make the necessary changes. They would rather continue their bad habits than do what's good for them and listen to the doctor. And that's because many people cling to their habits even when they're not good for us. If you cling to something, that means you hold on to it. You refuse to let go. And sometimes clinging to something can be good, but in this case, clinging to bad habits is not good.
That's right. And we resist change even when it's our own idea. So even when we create our own resolution and we say that, okay, I will run more, we still resist change. And if we resist something, that means that we probably don't like something, and so we work against it. We work against changing, and we don't like to change.
Yes, to refuse to be changed by something is to resist something. You might even say that when the police arrested the suspect, he resisted arrest. He refused to allow himself to be arrested. So maybe he was fighting or being difficult. So we resist change even when it's our own idea. Even when in our own minds we know it's a good idea to do something differently, maybe because it's going to be a little bit harder or make us do something that's a little bit uncomfortable, we decide not to do it. We resist that change.
Right. And I can certainly understand all of these ideas. I am a person who does not like change. So perhaps for me, making New Year's resolutions and keeping New Year's resolutions is especially difficult. So how can we follow through on our resolutions? Well, I'm excited to learn. And that's what we have in the second half of this article. Before we go there, let's visit the chat room and then we'll take a break.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the library. My name is Ashley, and I'm your librarian. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ashley.
What are you doing in the library today?
Oh, I'm just doing a research on a quote I saw in today's Studio Classroom magazine. Hey, maybe you can help me.
Sure. What does it say?
Well, it says here, "No one likes change but babies in diapers." Now, that reads like an incomplete sentence. But babies in diapers, what?
Oh, we have to be careful when we read that, Ken. You can notice that there's no comma in the sentence, so the word but doesn't mean however.
It doesn't?
No, but in that sentence is just another word for except.
Oh, so the sentence is saying no one likes change except babies in diapers.
Right, you've got it.
But it still doesn't make sense. Is it saying that people don't like to change their diapers?
No, Ken. Here we have a word play on the word change. In the quote, when used with babies, change refers to a change of diapers. But when used with people in general, Change just means to become different or transform.
Oh, I get it. 今天的课文中我们看到一句话 No one likes change but babies in diapers. 首先 but 在这里并不是但是而是 except 除了之外 Change 在这里是一个双关语用在 babies change 表示 a change of diapers 换尿布但是用在一般人 change 是指变换改变所以照字面上看这句话有点奇怪什么叫做大家都不喜欢变换帮婴儿换尿布除外其实他的意思就是说所有的人都不喜欢做出任何的改变也就是说想要做出永久的改变是难上加难 Well, thanks for your help, Ashley.
Anytime, Ken. Friends, remember, if you ever have a question, just drop by and ask. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. One of the hardest things to do is change. To change a habit or way of thinking is difficult, especially for those of us who have been around a long time. The older we get, it seems the more we become set in our ways. But that's no reason to give up hope. Change is still possible, and keeping your resolutions is possible too.In this next section of the lesson, we'll give you 3 tips that should help you keep those resolutions long after January and February are over. Let's turn to the top of page 13 and look at the first tip, make them positive.
New Year's resolutions.Make them positive. Negative language makes us feel like we're being punished. Replace, I won't eat sweets, with, I'll enjoy more of my favorite fruit each day. Make them specific. Don't say, I'll exercise more this year. Instead say, I'll walk around the park 4 times a week. Make them realistic.After 3 months, review your goals. If they're not working, change or replace them with new ones. You'll have greater success keeping your resolutions if they realistically match your lifestyle.
So how can we follow through on our New Year's resolutions? In other words, how can we make sure that we keep our New Year's resolutions, how can we make sure that we complete them and that they really happen? Well, one good idea is to make them positive. And what's one way that we can make our New Year's resolutions positive, Chip?
Well, if we're making it positive, then that means that we don't want to use any negative language. We don't use words like no or not.So, for example, our article explains that negative language makes us feel like we're being punished. So our article gives the example, you might want to replace a resolution that says, I won't eat sweets, or I won't eat sweet foods, with something like, I'll enjoy more of my favorite fruit each day.
So avoiding words like can't and won't and no and not is a good starting point. Another good way to follow through on your New Year's resolutions is to make them specific. I think this is a very good piece of advice. If something is specific, it is clear and very exact. There's no room for any kind of wondering. It's very clear. For example, don't just say,I'll exercise more this year. Chip, how can we make that statement more specific?
Well, we can replace it with, I'll walk around the park 4 times each week. 4 times a week, I will walk around the park. So here we're choosing a specific place to exercise and a specific frequency or how often I will exercise. And I think those are 2 ways of making it more specific.
I agree. That's a good idea. So Try to avoid negative language and try to make your New Year's resolutions more specific, and this will help you follow through. Now, there is one more piece of advice we would like to give you, and that is to make your New Year's resolutions realistic. Realistic. Now, I noticed the word real in that word realistic. Is there a similarity?
Oh, I think there is. I think if something is more realistic, then it's closer to reality, closer to what is real. So if we're making a resolution more realistic, we're probably going to be making a resolution that we might actually be able to attain, or making a goal that we might actually be able to reach.
So realistic makes it more real. So the opposite might be unrealistic. So don't make goals or resolutions that are going to be impossible to reach. And our article says, after 3 months, review your goals. That means go back and think about January 1st and the resolutions and the goals that you set for yourself. And if they're not working, you can always change them or even replace them with new ones. There's nothing wrong with that. You can always make them more realistic that way.
So yesterday, if you made a resolution that said that you pledge to run 7 days a week, or run 5 miles, or 10 kilometers every day of the week, and today you realize that, well, that's not very realistic. I don't think I can possibly run that often, given my schedule. Well, it's okay to go back and change that resolution and make it more realistic.
And that way you will have greater success keeping your resolutions if they realistically match your lifestyle. And I think that's the goal of having a resolution. You want to have a resolution that you can actually keep, because the purpose is to make changes. And if you make resolutions that you're never going to be able to keep, and you break them or you give up on them very easily, you're not going to feel much better. So make them realistic, make them specific, and use positive language rather than negative language, and I think that you might find success in keeping those resolutions.
So, Chelsea, I'd like to ask you, what do you think of these suggestions? Do you think these suggestions are going to be helpful for you this new year?
I'm going to try to remember to take this advice and apply it to my own New Year's resolutions. I, just like you, often make New Year's resolutions and then I get lazy or whatever, and I give up on them very quickly, often before January is even over. So I think, Chip, that by following these pieces of advice, my own resolutions might be able to be kept.
Right.
I think I might find success.
Yeah, I think the one that I find most helpful is this make a resolution specific. I think that's helpful. For me, I've been saying that I'm going to run more this year, run more often. Well, I probably need to choose a certain number of times a week. I might say, I'm going to run at least twice a week this year. I think I can keep that.
I think that's a very realistic resolution. Now, if you have made a resolution this year and you would like to write into Studio Classroom and tell us about your resolution and how you plan to keep it, we would love to hear from you. Thanks for joining us. We're going to watch a skit right now, and we'll see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Why is it so hard to keep New Year's resolutions?
Changing the way we act is difficult. It's easier to cling to bad habits. People resist change.
So, how can I follow through with these changes?
Well, first, you need to change the changes.
Change the changes?
Yes. These resolutions are too negative. I won't do this and I won't do that. They should be more positive.
All right. I will do this and I will do that.
That's better. Now make them more specific.
What do you mean, specific? Can you be more specific?
Well, don't just say, I will exercise. Say, I will exercise 10 minutes every morning before breakfast.
Ooh, that is specific.
That's right. And make your resolutions realistic.
Realistic? Do you mean doable?
Yes. Make resolutions that match your lifestyle. Ones you can achieve.
Oh, but how will I know?
Well, review them after a few months. Change them if you need to.
Oh, hey, thanks. Those are good tips. I'll make my resolutions positive, specific, and realistic.
Good for you. Now, will you keep those resolutions?
Yes, I will. I will keep them right here in my notebook.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看 cling 这个动词 ，cling 是指坚持或默守。它的过去式和过去分词都是 clung，C-L-U-N-G。因为 cling 是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加上 to， 再加上受词。例如 ，The manager was criticized for clinging to old ideas。经理的墨守成规遭受到抨击，或者是 ，The mother clung to the hope that her son would return home safely one day。这位母亲坚持着儿子有一天会平安回来的希望。接下来我们看的是 resist 这个动词 ，re 这个字首有 against 对抗的意思，所以 resist 是指抵抗或者是反抗。注意它的第一个 s 是发子的音，第二个 s 是发死的音，念成 resist。例如 ，The soldiers tried to resist the invasion of the enemy but failed。士兵们尝试奋战抵抗敌人的入侵，但还是失败了。或者是 The older residents of this building resist the idea of renovation. 这栋建筑年纪比较长的住户们抗拒整修的想法。最后我们看的是 realistic 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 real 真实的这个形容词，所以 realistic 是指务实的或者是实事求是的。例如 For now renting,An apartment seems a more realistic option than buying a house. 就现在的情况而言，租公寓是比买一栋房子更实际的选择。或者是 Dad always gives us realistic advice. 爸爸总是给我们很实际的建议。And I guess that's all for today. Good luck and take care.
New Year's resolutions. Why can't we keep them? An American writer wrote, "No one likes change but babies in diapers. Making permanent changes can be difficult because it often involves changing the way we act. When doctors tell patients they will die unless they make lifestyle changes, most don't listen. In fact,Researchers have found that only 1 in 7 makes the necessary changes. We cling to our habits even when they're not good for us. And we resist change even when it's our own idea. So, how can we follow through on our resolutions? Make them positive. Negative language makes us feel like we're being punished. Replace, I won't eat sweets, with,I'll enjoy more of my favorite fruit each day. Make them specific. Don't say, I'll exercise more this year. Instead say, I'll walk around the park 4 times a week. Make them realistic. After 3 months, review your goals. If they're not working, change or replace them with new ones.You'll have greater success keeping your resolutions if they realistically match your lifestyle.
So, there you have 3 tips to help you keep your New Year's resolutions. I hope that one of your resolutions this year is to improve your English ability. There are so many things you could do.Like read out loud for 5 minutes a day, review 1 new vocabulary word a day, or if it's not your habit yet, make it your resolution to listen to Studio Classroom every day. And after 3 months, you'll see your English ability start to take off. I promise. Friends, please join us Monday for our monthly Ask the Expert feature about pets. Until then, I and everyone else here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great weekend. Bye-bye.